Live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, David Snyder, CPA, High Country Rec Fee Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Northern Arizona Vein Center. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. Today on the show, we're going to catch up with a couple of recently released books by two nationally published authors that you'll really enjoy. Plus, we'll hear about a Mother's Day weekend concert by a local physician who is also a classical pianist. He is putting on a cancer benefit concert at the Elks Theater the night before Mother's Day. So a really interesting mix on today's Q&A, featuring my chats this past week with OBGYN Dr. Jacqueline Worth for her new book, The New Rules of Pregnancy. Prescott Dr. Kaveh Karandish from Thumb Butte Medical Center. He's a classical musician who's staging his cancer benefit concert, and a very funny chat with Shakespeare expert and TV and movie buff Ian Desher. He has written a very funny book called Get Thee Back to the Future, which imagines the script for Back to the Future, written by William Shakespeare. He's also written a series of books, including the Star Wars series, as imagined by Shakespeare. Hey, speaking of great works of art, don't forget Wait Until Dark, the Frederick Knott thriller at the PCA Stage 2. Now, that's sold out opening night. That's tonight. It's also sold out this Sunday afternoon. It's staging also tomorrow and Saturday evenings. Check to make sure those aren't sold out. This is the first of three long weekends, four-day weekend shows. Get your tickets online at pca-az.net or call 445-3286, but do it right away because those shows will sell out quickly at the little Stage 2 theater. Hey, three new movies opening today at the Harkins 14, including Long Shot with Charlize Theron as the U.S. Secretary of State. She's pondering a run for the presidency, but her critics say she's too stiff and humorless. So she hires a young guy she used to babysit for, who just happens to be the very raunchy Seth Rogen as her speechwriter. And believe it or not, she eventually falls for him. But you know what? A lot of critics are saying Rogen is really funny in this role. Also at the Harkins in PV, the Mexican thriller El Chicano, about twin brothers who grew up in East L.A. One becomes a gangbanger, the other an LAPD cop, with their youth terrorized by a ganglord nicknamed El Chicano, who must be reckoned with one way or the other when a brother ends up dead, either by suicide or possibly murder. The third movie opening up today, talk about a change of pace, is an 87-minute toy commercial disguised as an animated musical movie for little bitty kids who feel like outsiders. It's called Ugly Dolls. They Want to Let Your Freak Flag Fly. It's voiced by Kelly Clarkson, Blake Shelton, Pitbull, Nick Jonas, and Gabriel Iglesias, set in an animated town called Uglyville. Josh Rogen is not Seth Rogen is not the mayor of Uglyville. And in that musical village, the ugly kids rule. Kind of an empowering movie, I guess, but it really is for little kids. The good news for adults, it's only 87 minutes long. And the Diamondbacks, after beating the Yankees in two games at Chase Field, they are off today. They will head for three in Denver at Coors Field against the Rockies. Then they'll head east for Tampa for three games against the Devil Rays before returning home for a 10-game homestand. Well, we've got conversations coming up with the OBGYN, Dr. Jacqueline Worth, the Prescott Dr. Kaveh Karandish, and the humorist and Shakespeare expert Ian Desher coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. And we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away. Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore.
The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
Hey y'all, it's Rosie. Here's what's cooking on the next Rosie on the House.
Remodeling that bathroom, kitchen, or any place in the home requires good planning, starting with the cost of the project versus the value to the home. We'll take a look at the cost versus value report. We'll fire up the grill with the Arizona Farm Bureau for some barbecue, and it's never too late to inspect your roof. So start your weekend with every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Rosie on the House, Saturday morning, 9 to 11 on 95.5, 99.9, and AM 1130 KQNA.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Atrium Disposal, Prescott Dirt, You Pick It, Yavapai Bottle Gas, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, Waters Garden Center, Primavera Online School, Affinity RV, Bradshaw Family Dental, The Office Cantina, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson, and National Bank of Arizona. D-backs visit the Colorado Rockies. Friday, live at 5 on AM 1130 and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. It is my pleasure to be speaking with Dr. Kaveh Karandish. He has a concert coming up, a piano concert at the Elks Theater. Dr. Karandish, tell us when the concert is.
Thanks for your invitation, first of all. And the concert will be on May 11th at 7 p.m. at Elks Theater. It's a Mother's Day special, and we look forward to it.
Now, this will be a piano concert, correct?
Yes, it's basically piano-based. I'll play mostly my original tunes, and my brother, who's a young world musician, will accompany me on sitar and oud and vocals, as well as a saxophone virtuoso. We can call him the Kenny G of Persian version of Kenny G, Farzin Farhadi from L.A., who is a very well-known saxophonist and producer. He will be accompanying us as well as Jason Wiltman from Phoenix on drums. And we will have Sonia Ochoa, who is a world fusion dancer from L.A. So it's going to be a total of five of us on stage.
Now, what genre would your music fall into, do you think?
Right, that's a difficult question to put in a box, but basically it's some sort of a new age, Middle Eastern, jazz fusion sort of feel to it. It has a lot of influences from my home country, Persian music, but then there's a lot of elements of jazz, a little bit of flamenco, basically Turkish music, you know. And then my brother Maz, who will sort of debut his new CD, plays a lot of Indian influenced music, so kind of a world slash Indian music on Indian sitar.
Now, at what age did you first get involved in writing or playing music?
I started, my first original song was at age around 19 or 20, so that was more than 20 years ago, and it just grew from there, basically, you know. I liked piano-based instrumental music, and I still do. I've done a few vocal works, but mostly it's instrument-based, and that was my first song that I wrote at age, I believe I was either 19 or 20.
Now, on your album, you have a dedication. Your album is called, the one I'm looking at, called Silent Whispers, and you dedicate this entirely to the loving memory of your father and also thanks to your mother. What roles did they play in your medical and your musical careers?
Very good question. My father was an ophthalmologist, also a self-taught keyboardist and pianist, and he also sang, and music was really around us because of him since very early age. And he was a big influence and always motivated me to continue writing songs and, you know, win piano competitions and so forth. My mother as well, unfortunately, we lost my father to a very bad cancer 4 years ago, and this album is dedicated to him as well as the concert. The concert plus a few other concerts we've done in the past, they're all basically donated as all donations to cancer research. My mother is very special to me. She has a very good taste, and she always encourages me as well, but my father was really always a very major influence for me in both aspects.
Now, your father was an ophthalmologist, correct?
He was an eye surgeon, correct.
And when did you first have an interest in a medical career?
You know, I kind of grew up in this clinic, so I would go with him, so, you know, I was exposed to the medical field as a music at a young age. But, you know, after high school, I decided that medicine is a good field. I thought about doing music full-time at some point. And I went to Cal State Long Beach when I moved to the States, and I actually did study music and almost got my bachelor in music and composition and film music from Cal State Long Beach. But afterwards, I decided, you know, combination of both worlds is best for me.
So does music provide a nice relaxation for you after a long day working in medicine?
Yes, it's a good combination, you know. It eases up your mind, and, you know, we can kind of just get a little mental break from the world of medicine. It's a good combination, you know. Sometimes it's hard to do both, especially the music, you know, when your profession is in medicine. The balance is always a challenge, but, you know, when I get time, I try to my best to, you know, to work on it, practice, and write new songs.
Now, on your album, Silent Whispers, that is all instrumental music, correct?
Except one song is all instrumental, correct.
So let me ask you this. On your album, you have songs with titles like Silent Whispers, Passion Dance, Moments, Zagros Zephyr, Sunset Sparrows. For an instrumental song, how do you come up with a title?
That's a great question, and it's difficult. You know, sometimes the names just come to me. You know, I write a song and I have a special feeling about it. For example, Sons and Sparrows, again, was a dedication to my father after his passing. And when, you know, he was a kid, his nickname was a sparrow.
Oh.
And the song, you know, has this special feel. This was a little family secret that I just shared with you. So, you know, so like my siblings knew what that means, but, you know. For example, Silent Whispers is an oxymoron. I just really like the name and the fact that the music really comes from silence, you know, the contrast of black and white, silence and music. Is where music lies is really, you know, within the silence. And that, you know, but in some instances it's very difficult. Like, I just come up, sometimes it takes me a month or two to find the right title for the song. So there's always not an easy option, but that's a great question.
And on your album, you have a quote from Ludwig von Beethoven saying, "Music is a higher revelation than all wisdom and philosophy." How true, eh?
That's I saw that on you know, a very high-end music studio in Tehran, you know, capital of my home country, Iran, and I always remembered that, you know, and it is very true. Some people devote their life to music, and there's a good reason for it, you know, some sort of mental satisfaction that you get from music. It's really difficult to compare with anything. At least I've, you know, come to state that I have the appreciation for it, and I'm very grateful for it. But, you know, life without music is very black and white.
Mm-hmm. Now, how old were you when you started taking piano lessons?
I was around 10 or 11. We started with organ lessons. You know, we had one of these old Hammond organs.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, interestingly, I was not very interested in the beginning. I was just maybe an average student. Until we bought the piano when I was 16, maybe 17. And at that point, you know, just the feel of piano and how you can express yourself, it was very different for me than keyboard. You know, I still play keyboard,
mm-hmm.
but really sitting at a nice piano is just a different world.
Now, as expressive and as creative as playing the piano and keyboard can be, how important were those piano lessons early on in creating the self-discipline you needed to become a successful physician?
That's nice of you. You know, the discipline helps in general. Music lessons, you know, help you with dexterity, helps you with many aspects of your life, you know, imagination, creativity, you know, your hearing gets, you know, improved. So, like, you know, I can hear some, for example, mild heart murmurs or breweries that some other doctor cannot, you know. So that's just one aspect of the hearing part.
Mm-hmm.
In general, it does help you discipline you, you know. It helps you with some sort of a mental balance, makes you calm, you know, keeps you calm. The combination is good, but those lessons early on mostly were classical. So I, you know, won two competitions back-to-back between age 18 and 22, doing, you know, Moonlight Sonata, of course, Part 3, not the easy one. I did Franz Liszt, Campanella, all these difficult pieces that I did, you know, basically was all classically training. That helps you a lot. And then after that, you have the technique and, you know, you get yourself exposed to other genres of music. But then you have the technique, thanks to classical music, to, you know, do what you want to do with music. So.
And tell us about your medical practice in Prescott.
Yes, I've been part of Plum Butte Medical Center in Prescott since 2015, so I can't believe it's already been 4 years. It's a great practice, it's successful for all practitioners here, and, you know, we have a beautiful combination of patients, you know. We all look at each other like family. So I've practiced in Florida, New York, you know, Scottsdale, and really Prescott is my favorite place to practice because of the appreciation that patients and doctors have for each other, and, you know, the expectations are real, and we do our best, and I hope, you know, our patients are satisfied. A lot of our patients are actually going to be among the audience, so we're very excited, and I look forward to it.
And speaking of that audience, tell us one more time when and where your piano concert will be.
It will be May 11, 2019 at Elks Theater, 7 p.m. It's Saturday night, right before Mother's Day, 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. We will have probably 15-minute intermission. Again, this is a cancer benefit, so we will have some auction opportunities for donations. Some of our folks have already donated. So we really look forward to folks who want to come and enjoy, you know, Mother's Day theme concert with a lot of, you know, romantic piano, and we also have some upbeat songs to, you know, to warm up the audience.
Mm-hmm. And one last question for you, Dr. Karandish. Having talked to you now, I look at the cover of your album Silent Whispers, and as you sit at the piano, I see a sparrow on your shoulder. That is a tribute to your father, isn't it?
That is correct. Yes, again, I just, you know that because of the what I shared with you, but not many people know that, but that is correct.
That is a wonderful tribute to your father. We look forward to your show coming up at the Prescott Elks Theater. We thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your music and your practice. Say hello to Dr. Goparian for me.
Thank you so much for your interview. I really appreciate the time.
And if you'd like to hear samples of Dr. Karandish's work, go online to kavehpiano.com. That's spelled K-A-V-E-H piano.com. Hi, I'm DJ Phone. You ever wonder why so many lottery jackpots are won by groups of coworkers? Well, group play gives you the most chances of winning, but not everyone has access to a group. Well, now you do. There's a lottery service here in Arizona called Power Pick. They've been pooling people together since 1995. You know, you can't win if you don't play, and Power Pick makes it easy to play. They do all the work. You just click a button. No trips to the store, no standing in line, just more tickets, more winners, and your best odds of winning. PowerPick even has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Best of all, you can try PowerPick's lottery service for free. Just go to ezpooling.com and click on Free Lottery Pool. That's the letters ezpooling.com. PowerPick Players Club.
The new FN-509 midsize 9mm pistol is now part of FN's legendary concealed carry lineup, and it is a natural fit. With its smaller grip frame modeled after the battle-proven million-rounds-tested FN-509, the FN-509 midsize comes with two 15-round magazines and naturally improves concealability. Available at your local firearms dealer. FN, the world's most battle-proven firearms.
The world may be different because one person was important in the life of a child. This is Quincy Castleberry, Yavapai County's CASA program manager. Court-appointed special advocates are volunteers who advocate for children in the foster care system. We have an urgent need for volunteers. Can you give 15 to 20 hours each month to help a child in need? To learn more about the CASA program and to volunteer, call us at 928-771-3165 or visit us at casaofyavapaicounty.org.
In order to better serve the Quad Cities, Bradshaw Family Dental is growing. The amazing dental teams of Bradshaw Family Dental and Grand Canyon Dental have joined forces. Dr. Sir and his team are so excited to join the Bradshaw family, now with an office conveniently located at 172 East Merritt Street in Prescott, and offices in Surprise, Chino Valley, and Prescott Valley. Bradshaw Family Dental is right around the corner. To book an appointment, give them a call at 277-0076 or online at bradshawfamilydental.com.
Hi, I'm Home Show Sandy with YCCA.
And I'm Nick with Arizona Hot Tub.
You put the in spa.
Come and see our spas at the YCCA Home Show May 17th, 18th, and 19th at Finlay Toyota Center.
Oh, that's right, Nick. Arizona Hot Tubs will be there.
We love the YCCA Home Show.
YCCA Home Show sponsored by Finlay Toyota Prescott and Waste Management.
See you there.
Thank you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, we have great news for expectant mothers. The FDA has approved the first postpartum depression drug, which is a long overdue welcome since 1 in 9 new mothers suffer this serious mental illness. Well, doctors Adrian Simone and Jacqueline Worth have written a new book. It's called The New Rules of Pregnancy. And while many pregnancy books focus on the baby, their book is all about the mother-to-be. The new drug, which will be sold as Zulresso, has been shown in clinical trials to work within hours to treat the symptoms. The new drug will be an important option for mothers. Well, how does the medical community feel about this? You can find out by talking to two leading in New York City OBGYNs, Adrian L. Simone and Jacqueline Worth, who have written the book The New Rules of Pregnancy. It explains everything a woman can do to support what's happening inside her body, telling expectant mothers what they need to know and what they can stop obsessing about and over-researching. The ultimate book for the busy modern pregnant woman, who somewhere inside is probably shouting, "Just tell me what to do!" Now, the book is designed with beautiful color photographs to be visually calming. It's packed with clear, actionable, evidence-based advice that helps mothers-to-be and their partners prepare for change and to take the best possible care of themselves. Now, doctors Simone and Worth specialize in guiding their patients through the safest, least invasive pregnancies possible. And their book's supportive, motivating voice extends this feeling of well-being to all readers. The book covers every aspect of pregnant life, from practical details like combating nausea and flying pregnant to complex issues like what makes it postpartum depression, how to feel like yourself again. It empowers women to take care of the things they can control, such as diet, exercise, beauty products, and communicating with their medical team, and to let go of the anxiety around the things they cannot control. The doctors organize the book by subject so readers can dip into specific topics without being overwhelmed. The women may initially be most eager for the information in sections like eating and drinking, because remember, you're eating for one, so wash produce well, and everyday life. Take sleep like a vitamin and floss every day, but they'll soon appreciate the sections that help them plan for the home stretch, like postpartum cooling pads and how to stretch that perineum, and nursing, such as why does nursing keep weight on you, and every tip we knew about nursing. The book also covers diet, vitamins, and weight gain, exercise, rest, and meditation, what to tell the doctor up front, the expectant mother's feelings, moods, and emotions, the partner's feelings and role, preparing the body for labor, including a detailed how-to of perineal massage, preparing the family, including, yes, the pets, for the baby's arrival, what's different about prenatal yoga, how to write a birth plan, working with the medical team for the best possible birth, and which isn't always the birth one planned, what it's like to have the help of a doula, why cesarean birth might happen, and tips for how to recover if it does, delayed cord clamping, how to nurse and how to take care of one's body while nursing, how to pump and begin to build a supply of breast milk, recovery of the abdominals and the pelvic floor, including pelvic PT. We have Dr. Jacqueline Worth with us on the line. Dr. Worth, from your point of view, your professional perspective, what is postpartum depression?
Oh, thank you. Postpartum depression is depression that surfaces after a baby is born, and likely triggered by the hormones of pregnancy, often hidden. And so it's we talk about it so much because you never want to miss this particular kind of depression because it's so dangerous.
What are the symptoms and who is at risk?
new mothers, any time after the baby is born, are at risk. The symptoms are, you know, the same symptoms of depression: lack of joy in everyday activities, lack of interest in food, lack of interest in intimacy, feelings, potentially even feelings of self-harm or harm towards the baby. You know, really deep, bad feelings.
What are your thoughts about the new FDA-approved drug?
Well, first of all, I think it's wonderful that there is a drug that is geared specifically and FDA approved for postpartum depression. I mean, that's a huge advance. My main caution about this drug is that it's very, very expensive, and that it also requires an inpatient hospitalization, which is another huge expense. And so I'm just concerned about access of this drug to the women who really need it, because it seems to me as if you need to be awfully well insured to get this treatment. But putting cost aside, having a treatment is fabulous.
Now, how is your book different from the other ones about pregnancies?
Oh, thank you for asking that. You know, my book is designed for the modern woman in the internet age, where you have at your fingertips overwhelming amounts of information. And so I see day after day women who are frightened and overwhelmed and don't know what to do about all the information out there. And so I wrote a book that takes everything you need to know about pregnancy and puts it in a beautiful form that you can actually read cover to cover in 2 hours on the first day you find out you're pregnant. And what I know that will do for a new pregnant mom is give her a real sense of mastery and control over the process and get a really good start to her pregnancy.
Now, what is different about pregnancy today than it was 20, 30, maybe 40 years ago?
So many things. So what I touched on, the overwhelming amount of information. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was pregnant 20 years ago, I went to a bookstore, took a book off the shelf, What to Expect When You're Expecting, in fact, and paged through to figure out what was going to happen to me, and then I bought the book. Now you go online and you're immediately overwhelmed. The next thing that's very important is that the age of moms is much more varied. You know, we mm-hmm. still have moms who are 23 when they're pregnant, but the average age in my practice is 35 to 45 year old women having their first children. And so that's a huge change, both in terms of life experience and expectations and ability to research things, and then also in terms of the medical complications that can happen in a pregnancy at that older age. It's also particularly hard it's harder to give birth for the first time at that older age.
Oh, yeah. You know, with the new trends in pregnancy practices, is there anything you particularly want expectant mothers to be aware of?
Absolutely. I want expectant mothers to think about what they want from the birth as soon as possible, meaning, you know, maybe you want to have a scheduled C-section, or maybe you really want to have a natural birth, and think through some of those things, and then put a team together that's going to support you in that process. When I say a team, I recommend my patients have a doula, which is what's called a continuous labor support person, someone that stays with your husband or your partner right by your side in the hospital and helps you in labor. And so you want to kind of think ahead of time about what your vision is, what your goals are. Number one, communicate that to your provider. Number two, and then also be, you know, surrender to the process. Know that just because you want a vaginal birth, it may not happen. And so, you know, have some knowledge going into it so you're not blindsided and scared and overwhelmed by all of these things that are happening to you.
And what is something people commonly advise pregnant women to do that you disagree with?
Well, I'll take a favorite. I'll take a favorite page from the book where we say, "Don't eat the placenta." You know, I know that sounds kind of crazy, but we have a fair number of patients who have read online that there are hormonal benefits to eating the placenta. You know, that's not proven. It may or may not be true. I don't know. But what I can tell them as a doctor is there have been case reports of harm to mothers from eating the placenta. So my advice is, if you want to keep your placenta, great, absolutely. I suggest you do placenta art, where you put it on a piece of paper and take a print of it, and that can be your take-home memento from your placenta, rather than turning it into pills to eat it.
Yeah.
I recommend placenta art.
There you go. Now, there's one thing you want expectant mothers to take away from reading your book. What is it?
If you are laboring, get a labor doula to help you in labor. That will be, in my view, one of the best things that you can do for yourself and for your husband or partner. Get someone in the room to really support you, because mm-hmm. it's going to help you have a great birth experience.
I would bet you recommend your doula, your partner, your husband also read this book, right?
Oh, you bet. Actually, thanks for bringing that up. I have discovered that this book is perfect for husbands, that one of my dads in my practice is a police officer, and he said, "Hey, Dr. Wirth, you wrote a book that's perfect for me. I can page through it all and know everything she's going through, so I can be a really good support."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wrote a pregnancy book for dads unintentionally.
How can our listeners learn more about you and Dr. Simone and get a copy of your book, The New Rules of Pregnancy?
Oh, thank you for asking. Well, you can search the book by its title, The New Rules of Pregnancy, and you'll find out everything that you need to know right there.
And we thank you for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your practice and your publishing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Families are heading to the lake, and the slopes have been traded for trails. And no matter the season, a Findlay Certified Pre-Owned Subaru will get you there and back. For a car to make the cut in the Findlay Subaru Prescott Certified Pre-Owned Program, it has to pass a 152-point safety inspection. So when you travel to your favorite spot, you don't have to worry when the blacktop ends, because you began at Findlay Subaru Prescott. Right now, get financing as low as 1.99% on a great selection of certified pre-owned Outback, Legacy, and Forester models. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. The spring 2019 issue is now available. Pick up your copy today and check out the annual Home and Garden section and an interview with Pam Jones and David Hess. Prescott Living is pleased to announce plans for an inaugural hardcover showcase special edition coming late summer. To find out more about the new edition and the annual photography contest, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Prescott Living Magazine.
Get connected to your medical records with a YRMC Care Connect account. YRMC Care Connect gives you one-stop, secure access to your YRMC medical records on your smartphone, tablet, laptop, or desktop computer, anywhere you have an internet connection. If you've received care from YRMC or one of its many organizations, including YRMC Physician Care, you can establish an account. It's easy and it's free of charge. Quick and easy access to your medical records is important for anyone, including people with chronic conditions, parents of young children, frequent travelers, and folks who find themselves in a medical emergency. Learn more at YRMCCareConnect.org. Tell your YRMC healthcare provider that you want to establish an account, or contact YRMC's Health Information Management Department.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after 2. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Thursday the 2nd. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach & Volk. A surprise man has been arrested for shooting his stepdaughter with a pellet gun. Police Sergeant Tim Krakowski says 37-year-old Isaiah Jackson was taken into custody for shooting the 13-year-old in the chest at close range because she was eating food she wasn't allowed to have.
The suspect is in our custody and has been booked into the Maricopa County 4th Avenue Jail. He's facing charges of aggravated assault and child abuse. This involves an isolated domestic violence incident. We don't have any concern for the public safety in the area at this time.
Klarkowski says this was a troubling domestic violence incident. The man was watching his stepdaughter when the incident began. Sunny and warm days, chilly and clear nights into and through your KQNA weather weekend with highs near 72 today, 75 Friday through Sunday, then much cooler by Tuesday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt with an overnight low with clear skies near 44. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a sunny high today near 82, chilling late tonight to a mostly clear 48, then more sunshine through the weekend. Highs tomorrow near 85, Saturday and Sunday 87. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook and listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue in just a moment.
At Kachina Animal Hospital, they know your pet is like family. And as with any family member, your pet deserves the finest possible health care. So at Kachina Animal Hospital, they've set their standards very high. They have a compassionate, friendly, and experienced support team, as well as highly qualified doctors and technicians to treat your dogs, cats, and pocket pets. For more information, or to schedule an appointment for your best pal, give them a call at 772-8225. That's 772-8225. Or online at KachinaAnimalHospital.com.
Families are heading to the lake, and the slopes have been traded for trails. And no matter the season, a Findlay Certified Pre-Owned Subaru will get you there and back. For a car to make the cut in the Findlay Subaru Prescott Certified Pre-Owned Program, it has to pass a 152-point safety inspection. So when you travel to your favorite spot, you don't have to worry when the blacktop ends, because you began at Findlay Subaru Prescott. Right now, get financing as low as 1.99% on a great selection of certified pre-owned Outback, Legacy, and Forester models. Findlay Subaru Prescott and FindlaySubaruPrescott.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, imagine this. Your favorite cult movies like Back to the Future and Mean Girls, and of course the Star Wars series, revamped as a drama set on the Elizabethan stage and told in Shakespearean prose? Yeah, it's happening, and it's really entertaining. Since 2013, New York Times best-selling author Ian Desher has been combining these with classic prose in his William Shakespeare's Star Wars series, which have been embraced by educators and adopted for the classroom, even performed at house parties. And now, just in time for National Poetry Month and Shakespeare's Birth and Death Day, Desher applies his talent for writing in the tradition of the Bard with the Pop Shakespeare series. Now, each book in the Pop Shakespeare series is officially licensed, adapting the script of a beloved movie or TV show into Shakespearean verse. William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Mean Girls gives fans the opportunity to treat themselves to the epic drama and heroic hilarity of the classic teen comedy rendered as a stage play. Heroine Katie disguises herself to infiltrate the conniving plastics, falls for off-limits Aaron, struggles with her allegiance to newfound friends Damien and Janice, and stirs up age-old vendettas among the factions of her high school. Now, through William Shakespeare's Get Thee Back to the Future, Desher portrays Marty McFly's quest to unite his parents and save his family with humorous asides, engaging soliloquies, Easter eggs, and Shakespearean renditions of hit songs from the movie soundtrack, including The Power of Love by Huey Lewis and the News, and Chuck Berry's Johnny B. Goode. Desher, who loves to share these new renditions of his favorite films, adds that with every Shakespearean take on a movie, I have the opportunity as an author to delve into the emotional lives of beloved characters like Katie Heron and Marty McFly. And in doing so, I'm trying to give readers something unique and fun that adds to their experience of the films. With any luck, I'm also attracting people to Shakespeare at the same time. Brett Cohen, Quirk Books publisher, praises Desher, saying he's clearly a master of iambic pentameter, but he's also a student of Shakespeare and each individual movie he tackles. He makes each of these books special by infusing the modern movies with sly references to Shakespearean tropes, characters, or plot lines. And in the process, readers get a new perspective on the familiar movie that they know and love. Ian Desher is a New York Times best-selling author of the William Shakespeare Star Wars series. He holds a Bachelor in Music from Yale, a Master's in Divinity from Yale Divinity School, and a Ph.D. in Theology from Union Seminary. A theologically trained social media specialist, he currently works for a marketing agency in Portland, Oregon. So, Ian, how did you discover your talent for writing in the style of the Bard?
You know, as a kid, I loved books like Green Eggs and Ham or any of the Dr. Seuss titles or things like Twas the Night Before Christmas, anything like that that has a strong meter to it. And so when I was in high school and started learning about poetic meter, it suddenly gave me a language for understanding how that all worked. And, you know, later then I would start trying to write sonnets and that kind of thing. And eventually when I started writing William Shakespeare's Star Wars, you know, was using some Shakespearean literary devices and some of his vocabulary and that sort of thing, just to see if it worked. And as I did it more, it seemed like, yeah, this is working, and I'm enjoying it, and it seems like it does feel sort of like Shakespeare. And so I was sort of off to the races at that point.
Now, the first two titles in your Pop Shakespeare series were William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Mean Girls and William Shakespeare's Get Thee Back to the Future. Now, these are wildly different stories. What attracted you to writing those two movies as Shakespearean plays?
Well, I grew up with Back to the Future. I was 8 years old when it came out, and my family had it on VHS back in the day. And it's such a fun story with so many great lines and, you know, such great characters and good action. So it's one I've wanted to do and thought about doing for years. And Mean Girls is, you know, it's very funny. It's very smart. It's one that my publisher, Quirk Books, brought to me and said, hey, we think this one would be a good one. And when I thought about it, I said, yeah, that really is perfect, because if we took all of Shakespeare's best female characters and stuck them in a room together, the result would be something like, like Mean Girls. So that one, you know, was really fun to write, because it was the first movie that I had adapted that centers around the lives of women. And Tina Fey's screenplay is so wonderful. So, again, also a lot of fun.
Now, do you find, since your previous series has been adopted by educators and used in schools, do you find students who normally wouldn't go anywhere near Shakespeare, suddenly they're kind of fans because you've put them into a modern realm?
Yeah, I mean, I think that my books, because it is a story that students already know, they're already familiar with these stories, it's not quite as big of, you know, yes, they are getting Shakespeare's verse, his iambic pentameter, they're getting his literary devices, things like that, but it's still not as big of a leap as jumping into Shakespeare, where the language is harder and you might be in a storyline that you're less familiar with. So I do think that it helps sort of form a bridge into Shakespeare for students, and that's, you know, that's always my big hope with these books, that they might help get people interested in Shakespeare.
Now, in William Shakespeare's Much Ado About Mean Girls, what were your most challenging scenes to recreate?
One of the reasons that Mean Girls is so funny is that it has these really quick scene shifts where, you know, a main scene is happening on the screen, and all of a sudden it shifts really quickly to somebody who's saying something just sort of almost like a one-liner, and then it goes back to the main scene. And that's, you know, easy to do in movies, but a lot harder to do on the stage. And so I had to figure out how to make that happen in the context of an Elizabethan stage. And I sort of turned to the idea of, you know, Elizabethan stages have this balcony. balcony. So I have the main action happening on the stage below while people can enter and exit quickly for those sort of one-liner moments from the balcony.
Mm-hmm. Now, which scenes in the Pop Shakespeare series were the most fun for you to write?
Well, I always love a scene with songs. Shakespeare included a lot of songs in his plays, and so for me, with Mean Girls, it was the talent show scene. There are three different songs. One of them is a rap. It's always fun to do an Elizabethan rap. And in Back to the Future, I included a scene that's not in the movie at all, where I have these two policemen who are having a conversation about the nature of time travel. And what that scene is doing is really kind of poking fun at the movie itself, because the movie's not perfectly consistent with how it deals with the consequences of time travel. So it was fun to sort of get a chance and be allowed by the movie studio to sort of poke fun at the movie in this all new scene.
Ian, I interviewed a lot of people in the local theater scene who say the reason a lot of current sitcoms and movies really aren't that funny is because the punchlines tend to be a dialogue nobody really talks about in real life. Nobody really sounds like that. Whereas with Shakespeare, even though it's hundreds of years old, Shakespeare is still pertinent because it's about the human condition, and that's timeless. Do you agree?
I do, absolutely. I mean, when Shakespeare, you have these stories with these characters who are so vivid and they're three-dimensional, and he's telling these stories that even the funny stories, the comedies, have real drama to them, and even the tragedies have funny moments, which is really just that's how life really is, you know? Things aren't just always 100% good or bad, and so I think that's why we keep coming back to Shakespeare, is because he does have that relevance, and his plays have that classic storytelling to them that makes the stories sort of work across different cultures and generations.
Which of Shakespeare's plays do you think offer the most parallels to today's life in America?
Well, I mean, there's so much history, political history, it seems like, that happens every day in our country these days. And we're living in just such an interesting time as far as that's concerned. So it's, in some ways, it feels like we're sort of caught right in the middle of a history play of Shakespeare's, where, you know, there's all this sort of political intrigue going on, all these people rising and falling and their fates and, you know, and allegiances being made and broken. And, you know, it really kind of feels like we're in the thick of you know, one of the Henry IV plays or something. So that's what I think of when I think of sort of where we are right now in the modern day.
And what movie or TV property would you like to see added to the Pop Shakespeare series?
I would love to do The Princess Bride. It's one that I grew up with and just have such a soft spot in my heart for. And I think you know, I would love throwing in some elements from the book by William Goldman. So I think it would be super fun to do that one.
And what's coming up next for you?
I'm working on a book right now that will come out in October and will sort of focus it around American politics. And then I'm also working on the next installments for the Pop Shakespeare series.
And how can our listeners learn more about your writings and get a copy of your books?
They can find the books at bookstores or online. They can learn more about me at my website, iandescher.com, or on my publisher's website, quirkbooks.com.
And the author is Ian Descher with the William Shakespeare Star Wars series and the Pop Shakespeare series. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your publishing.
Thank you so much.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rugby Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
I'm Sarah Wallace, General Manager at Magnolia Bakery.
Every cake has the backstory of who you're giving this cake to. It's happy birthday, Jessica, or happy sweet 16, Amy, and wanting Amy to have the best sweet 16 that she could ever have. I'm working for a sweeter world, one treat at a time.
At ADP, we're designing a better way to work so you can achieve what you're working for. HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll. Informed by data and designed for people. Learn more at design.adp.com.
Hello, this is Evan from Murphy's Restaurant. We've been a favorite destination of locals and visitors for over 30 years. In our charming, landmark, historic building, we serve downtown Prescott's freshest seafood, juiciest prime rib, and fresh baked bread from our in-house bakery. Choose us for that private lunch meeting, special occasion dinner, happy hour after work, and Sunday champagne brunch. Make reservations today for Murphy's, an establishment of good taste. View our menus, murphysprescott.com.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, a bunch of our friends with the Professional Writers of Prescott, they're presenting a program, How Do You Write Short Stories, coming up at 10 o'clock this Saturday morning at the Founders Suite in the Prescott Public Library. That's where they have their monthly meetings. Now, the purpose of this 90-minute event is to both educate the public about writing and about Professional Writers of Prescott, and to sell their short stories and poetry books. Copies of all three of their books will be available for sale during and after the program, but it's primarily to teach people how to improve their writing of short stories. And members Don Martin, Sandy Nelson, and Greg Picard will be interviewed by Dennis Royalty about their writing. Dennis was on this show just last week, and how their personal backgrounds have influenced their writing. Each will also read a brief excerpt from each one of their, or from one of their stories published in these short story books. And as you know, all proceeds will support free writing programs. So the writing public is invited to join the Professional Writers of Prescott this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Prescott Public Library in the Founders Suite for How Do You Write Short Stories. Do not miss that if you've ever wanted to be published. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro coming away at 3 o'clock and Talk of the Town, the Thursday round table with our buddy Chuck Roberts. Then join me right back here Monday at 2 for Q&A with my guest Trish Edwards for Yarnell Days, Kelly Baritza for Ollie Lifelong Learning at Yavapai College, and Chris Knack, a certified geriatric care manager for home care assistance and guest speaker for the Senior Connection, talking about anxiety. That's Q&A Monday at 2, when I will see you on the radio.
Been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Northern Arizona Vein Center, Prescott Chamber of Commerce, High Country Rec V Center, and David Snyder, CPA. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m. and 99.9 FM Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.